Hello, everybody. It's me again. I said in my last boo, if people heard it, that I was going to get back to you with some other news. And the news is that I have an African grey parrot as of today. And it's really exciting because ever since I was about nine, I wanted an African grey parrot because of the Enid Blyton books and the parrot in it called Kiki. And I read every single book just because she was in them. So a lot, you know, the little storylines didn't necessarily interest me necessarily, but I just wanted the parrot because I found her quite funny. So as those of you who follow Sam will know, there's a bit of a change around in her little parrot family, and Sam knows I've always wanted a grey, and she sort of said, "Oh well, you know, the person who I got Phoenix from is a really good breeder," and she got Phoenix and Rio from the same person. And to my knowledge, there aren't really anybody too local. And there isn't anybody too local. That sounded a bit funny. And there isn't anybody really too locally to where I live that sells greys, really. So we decided to go and have a bit of a look today, partly based on the fact that Tracy came over and picked up Kendall and the little birds. And she mentioned that she had some greys that were still needing homes. And I sort of thought, oh, I want one. Because Tracy's birds are really tame, really, really good. And I even went to the shop that Tracy runs last time I was here with Sam. And we had a cuddle with a couple of greys. And even then I thought to myself, oh, I really want one of these. So anyway, this morning, we went to the shop after some discussion. Sam said to me that she was happy to give me a bit of a hand with getting this birdie, which was really sweet. And so we went to the shop to have a look at the two remaining greys that were left. And I will now hand the rest of this story over to Sam, who now knows more about what happened next than I do.
I'll give you my phone.
Oh, okay.
You do a better job at narrating when I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Hello, Kate's followers. Well, probably most of them are my followers as well. I said I'd give Kate a bit of a hand because I know she's always wanted one. And she keeps sort of saying, oh, if I win the lottery, maybe. So when Tracy was here the other night, I said, are your greys that you've got left ready to go? And she said, yes. And there was a reason I said that. And when Kate left, I said, we discussed it. And I said, look, if you really want one, I'm happy to help. So we discussed it. And she said, oh, that's really sweet of you. So I said, look, you know, I know they're not the cheapest birds to buy. It's not like going out and buying a budgie. But I also know that Kate's not going to be one of these people that's going to have it for a week and then say, oh, I'm bored of this bird now.
No.
So, we went to the shop this morning, as Kate said, and there were two left. One was, I didn't even touch, actually. One was very nippy with other people. It loves Tracy. She said, it loves me. She said, but with anyone else at the moment, it's quite nippy. And I thought, well, that's no good for a start. So I did put my hand in the cage and she didn't want to come over. Because I left it up to her. It has to be the grey's choice, really. Especially for an initial meeting like that. And I thought, well, if you don't want to come over, that speaks volumes, really. So we saw the other one, and Tracy said, do you want to put your hand in? And I did, and as soon as I put my hand in, I was greeted by a very friendly beak. And this bird immediately wanted to step up onto my hand, which it did. And I bought him out. He's a big bird, actually. Quite a big, I think it's a big male. And I was holding him and stroking him. And Tracy Stewie does like to fly around, that one. So Kate had a stroke of him. And he's a bit more sort of spirited than Phoenix. And as much as, like I said, Phoenix is very, very cuddly, very laid back. A perfect bird for a first-time grey owner, really. Very, very amiable, very easy to pick up, bring out, put back in, have on your shoulder, pick up if it lands on another bird's cage, etc.
Which I did earlier, actually.
Twice I managed to do earlier.
Yeah, I know, I noticed that. So I said, look, I said, I am happy because Kate was going to have Phoenix anyway, which is, that's another story, which I've covered in my boo. And I said, well, look, if you're still happy to do this and I'm happy to do this, I said, why don't I take this one? Because obviously I've had Greys a lot longer than Kate and I know how to handle them if they're a bit more, not skittish, because he's not skittish, but he's just a bit more, yeah, a bit more sort of spirited, like I say, a bit more, he wants to sort of fly around and be a bit more independent, I suppose. So basically, Kate has got Phoenix and I have got the new one, who's been a bit unnerved by all the other birds and things, but he's come over and had a bit of a stroke and he's been eating, which is good, and preening and looking at his bell. And then the discussion of names came up, and you can join in with this again if you like.
Yes.
Do you want your phone back?
I'll take it back and see how long we have left.
Yeah, that's
on
good
the
idea.
3 minutes. Oh, yes. Oh, we have. Yeah, that's good. So, yes, then the discussion of names came up, and I liked the name Phoenix, but I liked it when Phoenix belonged to Sam. It didn't feel right when with me saying it. I don't know why. I was thinking, oh, I don't know what to do. And I thought, oh, I'll stick to Phoenix. And I kept saying it. And I thought, oh, it doesn't feel right. I don't know. And in the meantime, we were also sort of chatting to Sam, and she was trying to choose her name as well.
Because I said, Phoenix doesn't suit my bird.
Yes, yeah. And in the end, because I have a Quaker, as some of you know, I have a Quaker called Cookie. Mm-hmm. I wanted to try and find a name with a cooker beginning, because it would have sounded quite cool, really. So, and I also, I'm a real Harry Potter fan. Mm-hmm. So I've decided to call Phoenix, to rename him, stroke her, Kendra, after Dumbledore's mother in Harry Potter.
We were thinking of Harry Potter, and I said, you could always, because Kendall is no longer, I said, you could always have Kendra. And
yeah.
He immediately said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Kendra seems a nice name. So I've gone with that. And I'm also going to, I think she's female. I just get a sense that she's female. So I've called her, basically.
And we were thinking of names for mine. And I said, strangely, because Chris was here as well, and I said, I could do something sort of to do, I started thinking of something perhaps to do with like Christmas time or the time of year or, moving on and bits. And Chris suddenly said, and he will admit that he's not very good with names usually, and he suddenly said, Reuben. And I said, oh, how did you come up with that? And he said, I thought, Christmas time, he said, we always used to listen to at school at Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. And of course, Reuben was one of the brothers. And he said, I'm just going through the brothers' names.
Brilliant
and I said,
idea.
You know what? I really like that.
Sorry? It's lovely. It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
I said, I really like that. I like the name Reuben anyway, and I just never thought of it. So I have Reuben, and Kate has Kendra.
Yes. And that's been our news, which is brilliant. And also, not definitely, it's last but definitely not least, Sam and I have been together a whole month of today, which is really good news.
And we're going to have a curry to celebrate.
We are, yeah.
Actually, I've still got a Phoenix.
Oh, you have, yes.
Because I kept my little red factor canary.
Yes.
And I called him Phoenix because Phoenix is Sin.
Yes.
So I decided to call him Phoenix instead.
Yeah, it really suits him actually because he started singing along quite nicely
actually,
with all the other birds and things.
Better.
He does. So that's our news.
It's all good, folks. Lots of packing's been done.
Yes, lots and lots of packing. And we are looking forward to an evening in now and things like that. So that's that. And really happy, happy news. And I will do another boost soon. Hope you're all well. And bye for now.
Bye, folks.
I publish.